This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Portfolios have been announced for the new Union Council of Ministers. Union Minister Rajnath Singh has retained the Defence Ministry, Amit Shah, to continue as Home Minister along with being Minister of Cooperation. Finance Ministry will be retained with Nirmala Sitharaman and External Affairs Ministry with Dr. S. J. Shankar. Nitin Gadkari has also retained the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. Piyush Goyal will remain the Minister of Commerce and Industry, and Dharmendra Pradhan has been again allocated the Education Portfolio. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has been allocated the Portfolio of Health and Family Welfare and Chemicals and Fertilizers, while former Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will be the new Agriculture and Rural Development Minister. Ashwini Vaishnav has been given the charge of Minister of Information and Broadcasting. He will also continue to hold the charge of Rail Ministry. The government has approved the proposal for providing assistance for construction of 3 crore additional rural and urban households under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana. A decision in this regard was taken in the first cabinet meeting of the newly formed NDA government in New Delhi today. The central government has been implementing the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana since 2015 to provide assistance to eligible rural and urban households for the construction of houses with basic amenities. Under the scheme, a total of 4 crore 21 lakh houses have been completed for eligible poor families in the last 10 years. Earlier in the day, after assuming the charge as Prime Minister for the third time, Mr. Narendra Modi signed the first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi said the first decision of the new government shows its commitment to the farmer welfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he has always strived to establish the Prime Minister's office as a centre of service and as the people's PMO. Mr. Modi was addressing the officials and staff of the PMO today, after assuming office as the Prime Minister for the third time. Prime Minister Modi also stressed the need to achieve more than what the country accomplished in the last 10 years. He said they all have to take the nation to new heights. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM Chief Prem Singh Tamang was sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim for the second time in state capital Gangtok this afternoon. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the SKM leader. 11 cabinet ministers also took oath along with him. Telugu Desam Party leader N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on Wednesday at Gannavaram in Krishna district. This will be the second time Mr. Naidu will take oath as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh post-bifurcation in 2014. While in Odisha, the suspense over the name of next Chief Minister continues with only a few days left for the swearing-in of the first BJP government. Equity mutual funds experienced a remarkable surge in inflows, reaching a record high of 34,697 crore rupees in May. According to data released by the Association of Mutual Funds of India today, this surge marks an 83.42% increase from the previous month, setting a new milestone. Inflows into open-ended equity funds remained in the positive zone for the 39th month in a row. The surge in net investments into open-ended equity funds was fueled by sectoral and thematic funds, which saw net buying of over 19,200 crore rupees during May. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, South Africa have posted a target of 114 runs before Bangladesh at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, US. Chasing the target, Bangladesh were 88 for 4 in 16.1 overs a short while ago. Earlier, opting to bat first, South Africa scored 113 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. Heinrich Klassen, with 46 runs from 44 balls, was the top scorer for the Proteas. While for Bangladesh, Sanjay Shakib bagged 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.